We stand for our verse and the reading of our gospel. Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go?
You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply amongst themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in a synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated, Father. Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our daughter Faith, after 5 long years, finally paid her car off. And after a few days from that particular date, mail started coming from various credit card companies wanting her to apply for their card. You've been invited, it would say on the outside of the envelope, to take advantage of a special offer. You are a valued customer. You get this offer that no one else is receiving. We've all gotten mail like that, haven't we? They are relatively new types of invitations. Way back when I was a kid, the only type of invitations that we ever received were for special occasions. Birthday parties of a friend or a family member. Graduations, perhaps you knew someone graduating from high school. And most likely, we still get invitations to weddings. And you know the type. Fancy paper, embossed lettering, usually asking you for some type of response, an RSVP, if you will. A few months ago, we received that type of invitation, only it was in an email. Click here, it said, to view the invitation. And that's the way things have changed. Emails come to us in all types these days, inviting us to various things. Take a survey to help your community leaders. Enjoy 3 days in Florida or Hawaii. All you have to do is endure a timeshare presentation. My favorite one is, you may be owed money. Click here to find out. Naturally, we have all become quite skeptical of these, quote, invitations. Who are they really from? Are they legit? Is it a scam? Likely, and probably filled with hidden costs. But I have an old school invitation for you this morning, printed on very special paper, and it comes in all shapes and sizes. And in this invitation, God invites us to come and receive a gift that is life-giving and life-changing. Come, eat my bread and drink the wine I have mixed. Wisdom is calling. Wisdom is inviting you to come into her house. But like I said, we're all weary of getting scammed, aren't we? There must be some type of catch here. Nothing is free, right? So just who is wisdom? What kind of house is it? What sort of bread and wine is wisdom going to give to you? And until you get answers to those, you're probably going to want to hang back, aren't you? Perhaps you'll let someone else go first just to see what happens. Well, who do you think wisdom is? Something like those pithy statements that we seem to say from time to time. You know, the early bird gets the worm, a stitch in time saves nine, but we don't really pay much attention to them. Well, our invitation says that wisdom was by God's side when he created the world. By his wisdom was everything created that was created, and without wisdom, nothing was made that was made. God, in his invitation, says that wisdom offers us salvation. In fact, it also says, whoever knows wisdom knows the Father. Wisdom is the way to God. Wisdom is the truth of God, and wisdom is the source of life with God. Is wisdom starting to sound familiar yet? Well, you're probably right. The person Solomon calls wisdom is really the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, Jesus himself. And wisdom is giving you an invitation. Now, to be honest, this might just sound like church language to you, you know, the kind of thing that you hear and you agree with, but don't actually do anything about. Perhaps you have the idea that Jesus is like your old idea of wisdom, just a series of nice sayings that your parents or perhaps your pastor at confirmation made you memorize. Things you agree with, but don't really think much about and don't actually do anything about it in your life. Jesus died for your sins. Yeah. Jesus is the Son of God. Absolutely. Jesus loves all the children, all the little children of the world. Well, of course Jesus does. You may even say, without having to look, I believe in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and so on and so on. But wisdom says something much more than just abstract truths and wise sayings. Wisdom says, don't just stand out there believing in profound statements. Come in here and eat them. Come in here and drink them. Come into my house, my church, where I am serving a feast of fine wine and the most excellent of bread. Take truth into your mouth and taste it. Lift the cup of life and savor it. Come in, out from the world, and actually enjoy all the things that you profess and believe. Leave your simple ways, the ways of the world, and we will walk in the way of insight together. Think about this. If you memorize all of those ancient truths, but never put them into practice, will you be wise? Jesus invites us to more than that. Sure, Jesus spoke many wise things and he told many wise parables, but he really got people's attention when he did wise things and invites you to do the same. Listen to him. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. It was here that the wise words became too much for many of those who were following Jesus. And he's not offering you a statement of truth. He offers you a taste of truth. Jesus does not just invite you to believe in a series of propositions. He invites you to enter into his house, to eat the bread that has been prepared for you, and drink the wine that he has mixed, and thereby to be joined to him and to know him. You've all seen the invitations. Invitations to take out a new credit card with the promise of tangible benefits just by filling out the attached form. Invitation to lose weight and look like the model flexing in the picture. All you have to do is join the gym. There are invitations to sign up for a chance to win a free cruise and invitations for a free dinner where you can learn about new investment strategies. And then there is this invitation. Look at it. It looks like any other book, doesn't it? A little worse for the wear, obviously. And there aren't even any pictures in it. And look over there at the small brass bowl, our font. A little tarnished, a few dents from being dropped. And on those special days, filled with simple tap water. And now look at the altar. Trays of bread and wine. And not fancy artisan bread either. Just small flat wafers and a simple sip of wine. It all seems so ho-hum, doesn't it? But wisdom says this is understanding. Wisdom says that this is insight. Wisdom says this is life. This knowledge of the true God who created all things. Wisdom says, come. You are all invited.